Okay. We are in Gulfport, Mississippi, and we are staying at the Almanette Hotel. And this is your little known black history fact about the hotel that we're staying in.
Okay.
The Almanette Hotel in Gulfport is the only black-owned hotel in southern Mississippi, and it's part of a powerful moment in black history. 1968, under the leadership of activists and local NAACP president Dr. Felix Dunn, Dr. Gilbert Mason Sr., and Sandy Daniels and others won a legal battle that gave black people rights to the whites-only beaches that the hotels overlook. Dr. Mason, the president of the Gulf Coast NAACP, led a series of nonviolent protests known as wade-ins. Sit-ins, you get it?
Yeah,
wade-ins for the water. Along the 26 miles of segregated federal beaches on the coast. Mason and others were met with violence from white opponents as they visited the beaches, sparking outrage nationally. However, the wade-in protest would prove successful after the group filed one of the first ever anti-discrimination lawsuits in U.S. history. The court struck down the beach ban officially in 1968. And now it is a bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
Black people could not go to the beach.
No, no, they were for whites only.
Whites only.
And now black people own it.
And now black people own it. Yeah.
That is great.
That's awesome.
That is great.
That is.
And nice place to
a
be.
A
very nice place.
Place.
Yes. Yeah. A bed and breakfast.
Yes.
And thank you for the hospitality. Almanette Hotel.
It's beautiful.
And the way it is. Coming up. Tavis Smiley, who is from?
Tavis!
Born here.
Born in Gulfport, Mississippi. Who knew?
Who knew?